just Rosh Hashiva, Shkiach, Abiyam, Bachar and Simon. I'm getting up here to really thank. I know that I was late, and Rosh Hashiva has always been my Rebbe. I was in the mirror. I was zeichet to learn by the Rosh Hashiva, and Rosh Hashiva slapped me out of the mirror, brought me to Ateres HaTorah, and Baruch Hashem, it's been an amazing, amazing journey to watch Rosh Hashiva. I can't add to what the Mashgiach said, but just one prat which maybe no one has talked about as much tonight, which we say, Harbi Lamadti, as Rabbi Brandeis said, from Rabbi Isai, and from Mitamida Yoisi Mikula. And the Rosh Hashiva, as my Rebbe, Baruch Hashem, we shtag a lot. And the Rosh Hashiva saw that it's time for me to shtag more, so he gave me Talmidim. And watching the Rosh Hashiva is, you've seen this, just this man. Watching somehow Shmueli Rosh Hashiva knew could do it 10 times, Shemi Mensch 4 times, Eitan Adams could organize the whole thing to Nofa Yalon, and Shui running the yeshiva, and it's Baruch Hashem, we wish the Rosh Hashiva continued Hatzlocha and Nachas, that he should be able to see every single possibility from every single Talmud, every single Rebbe, every single person in Klal Yisrael to bring out, unlock the greatness. Just standing here holding that mic before, it was such a schus to be able to hold the mic for a gadol, and it was getting a little bit heavy. It was getting a little bit heavy, and I have a couple of rabbis sitting next to me, and they said, you want us to help out? I'm like, no way. I started feeling what it feels like to be a bacher and to really have to push, to be an Iron Man. And I'm jealous of you guys, but Baruch Hashem, we're all pushing. And Efshar, the small part from the parsha, we have Klal Yisrael went out to war. They come back from the war, and they had a lot of different things that they got from Midian. And they're taught the parsha of Agolas Kalim. The introduction is Zois Chukas HaTorah. We have another time, recently we had in Parshas Chukas, Zois Chukas HaTorah. And we know over there the famous Vart, that Adam Kiyamas Ba'il, Zois HaTorah, Adam Kiyamas Ba'il, that a person in order to grow in Torah has to kill himself. Efshar, this is connected. Zoysu Kasa Torah over there, Zoysu Kasa Torah over here. We know that by the rules of Agola, a person, if it was never really cooked in, we know that the way you title something, you put it in water. And Rabbeinu Yoina says that we find Torah is compared to water, and he explains about one time, the Mashgiach has mentioned this before, that a king once asked some of his workers to fill up his buckets with water, and one of them says, there's a hole in there, I'm not interested, after the king left. And the other one kept them filling up because he knew the king was going to take care of him. And after the king came back, he said, the one that actually listened to him, he said, all I wanted was that the bucket should get clean. And that's Torah. Torah cleans us up. But there's a higher level. And then there's when, deep inside, we have the Belius. And then we know that what takes out Belius, we were taught, is fire. I feel, for some of us, last man, but Mitzia, we all worked on, some of us were Zeichet to be Messiah, some of us are Trills, still. All of us were Toivu ourselves in the Mayim. We came to a new level this man. I'm personally scared of some Zman a lot of times. There's a lot of excitement out there. It's a scary Zman. We have the Svira, and I don't know if this has been the best summer Zman ever, but the Olam was on fire. And we took ourselves to a whole new level. I feel that the Yetzer Hara felt the only way he could stop our Zman if he makes a war. And we're still on fire. We should continue the fire. And Yetzer Hashem, we should be Zeiche, that this Zman should be the greatest. And the next Zman should be even greater than that. And we should be Zeiche to give nachas to Rabbeinu Shlalom. We should be give nachas to our parents, to Rosh Hashiva, our Rabbeim. And we should be Zeiche to Mashiach, Mehera. Amen.
Amen. Amen.